Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah adds another change which was made in the Kiddush HaChodesh process. However, this change was not made because of people trying to cause damage, but for a different reason. Chatzah Gedolah Hayta B'Yerushalayim. There was a large courtyard in Yerushalayim. And of course, this is referring to the times when the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, sat in Yerushalayim. Shortly before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, however, the Sanhedrin was moved to Yavneh. But the Mishnah is talking about the stages during which the large Beis Din called the Sanhedrin sat by the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So there was a very large courtyard, Uveis Yazik HaSanikres, and it was called Beis Yazik. This comes from a word to do with stones, because the courtyard was surrounded by a stone wall. Ulashom Kol Eidim Miskansim. And into that courtyard, all of the witnesses who came would enter. They would wait around there until being called by the Beis Din. Basin, but I'm sure the basin would check them over there. They would call witness by witness, or each pair at a time, and they would interrogate them. Us gedolus eisen lohem, says the Mishnah. They would make very large feasts for the witnesses, in order that they would be regular to come, and they wouldn't be put off by perhaps a long wait, or by seeing there's so many other witnesses there. So they might think that they're not necessary, and next time, when they see the Rosh Chodesh moon, they might not come, even though next time they might be necessary. So to make sure that people would indeed come if they saw the Rosh Chodesh moon, they would make it very nice for them with all these feasts. And now the Mishnah tells us that Baruch Shoyna, originally, if the witnesses came on a Shabbos, then Lahayuzazim Mishom Kolayim. They were not permitted to move from that courtyard all day. Since they would have come from beyond the Tuchum, from beyond the maximum 2,000 amos distance which one is allowed to travel on Shabbos, so in order to get to the Beis Din, they were allowed to do that, as we learned in the previous perek. However, once they had testified, once they had arrived there, they were not allowed to return back home, because the halacha is that if somebody leaves their Tuchum on Shabbos, they only have a maximum of 4 amos to travel. Now, if they're inside the courtyard, then they're allowed to travel within the entire courtyard, but not beyond. And so they had to stay there all day, which also explains why they made large feasts, because people would have been put off from coming back. However, says the Mishnah, Hiskin Yom Gamliel HaZokain, Yom Gamliel HaZokain instituted, Shehu Mahalchin Alpaim Am L'chol Ruach, that they would be able to travel another 2,000 amos in every direction from that courtyard. Since this 2,000 amos limit is only with Rabbonon, they were lenient over here in order to encourage people to come in the future. And so with Rabbonon, we view these people as if they lived in Yerushalayim from the beginning of Shabbos, as if they are regular residents of Yerushalayim. So they actually have 2,000 amos in every direction from the edge of the city of Yerushalayim, not from the edge of the courtyard. But just like everybody else who lives in Yerushalayim, we view these people just like them, and they are allowed to travel 2,000 amos in every direction from the edge of Yerushalayim. And continues the Mishnah, V'lo elu bulvad, and not only these people who come as witnesses for Kiddush HaChodesh, elo afach hachoma, but also a midwife, Habo Liyaled, who comes to help a woman give birth on Shabbos, so she travels beyond the Tuchum, and of course she's allowed to do that. It's a matter of life and death, and so it overrides the prohibitions of Shabbos. The Habo Lahatzlam and Hadaleka, and one who comes to save people from a fire, Umin Agayis, or from an enemy army, Umin Anohar, or from a river which caused a flood, Umin Amapoles, or from a collapsed building. In all of these cases of pekuach nefesh, of life-threatening situations, it is permitted to violate Shabbos. But the Mishnah says, based on Rabbi Gamliel HaZokain's decree, even once they have finished saving the lives, they are considered to be Har Elu Kanshi Ha'ir, they are considered to be like the people living in that city where they travel to, and therefore, V'yesh Lam Apayim Am L'chol Ruach, they are permitted to travel 2,000 amos in every direction from the edge of that new city.